The overruling of 50 years of protected legal access to abortion services wasn't the only controversial decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. A 6-3 majority ruled in favor of the New York Rifle and Pistol Association in a challenge to the state's concealed carry law. Joining me now live to discuss the details of what this may imply for other states seeking to regulate firearms is Tom Mauser of Colorado Ceasefire. Good morning, and thanks for coming on the program.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
SCOTUS blog describes this ruling as the court's first significant decision on gun rights in over a decade. And what the ruling did was strike down a New York state law that required those seeking concealed carry permits to demonstrate a need to be armed. First, what is your organization's reaction to this ruling?
Well, we were very, very disappointed in it, but frankly, not shocked by it. We expected a court like this to make this kind of ruling in favor of the gun lobby.
In a press release in reaction to the ruling, Colorado Ceasefire indicates that it's not so much that it will directly impact Colorado because concealed carry laws here don't have that requirement to demonstrate need, but rather the concern stems from the broader implications the ruling may have. Explain more about that.
Yes, yeah, sure. In the ruling, the actual ruling said that, quote, to justify a firearm regulation, the government must demonstrate that the regulation is consistent with the nation's tradition of firearm regulation. That is a very broad statement. That could mean so many. I mean, in the case of New York, they've had this concealed carry law for over 100 years. Is that not a part of the nation's history, at least of that state's tradition? And yet they ignored that. They're essentially saying, let's look back at the history of firearm regulation. Well, for the first 100 years of this nation, when we had muskets, there was no firearm regulation, essentially. So they seem to be saying, making a statement that they really don't really favor firearm regulation.
Last year, after the mass shooting at the King Supers here in Boulder, Colorado Ceasefire worked with the state legislature to pass 6 gun violence prevention measures. How were those laws panning out in the implementation stage?
Well, we've seen most of those implemented, and we have seen the creation of an Office of Gun Violence Prevention in the state. We've now seen that local law enforcement is required to take more action to remove firearms from a domestic abuser. So we have seen, we've reacted really to the problems that we've seen, the loopholes that we've seen action on those. And I think this ruling calls that into question. We have a red flag law, for example. Well, in the history of America, no, there haven't been red flag laws, but we've seen the need for that. And they are saving lives, the states that have red flag laws. And I think now we see that called into question by this court ruling. Oh, that's not part of the history and the tradition of firearm regulation in America. Very disturbing.
So in other words, are you worried, are you and Colorado Ceasefire worried that the implications of this case that was decided on Thursday will hinder the state's rights to regulate firearms within their state lines?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for example, here in Colorado, we overturned a law, repealed a law that said that local governments couldn't establish a gun regulation, a firearm regulation, stronger than what the state has. And Boulder, for example, and a number of cities in Boulder have been taking steps to create some laws like that. That will be now called into question. And in particular, one of the things that some of them are looking at is where you can carry a concealed firearm. Well, in this ruling, they called into question what is a sensitive place where you cannot carry a concealed weapon. And they seem to want it so that you can carry a concealed weapon nearly everywhere. They don't want something written that's more broad. Well, that could mean that you can't, that our local governments and our state government can't outlaw concealed weapons in certain places. What is the definition of a sensitive place?
Tom Mouser of Colorado Ceasefire, we're just about out of time, but is there anything else that you would like to add or that our listeners should know?
I think that people need to understand that, really when the gun lobby is pushing issues like this, it's really about sales. It's really about selling. They would really like to have the loosest possible regulations on concealed weapons, because if people can carry concealed weapons more readily, that means more gun sales. That's what it's really all about for them. And we shouldn't be going back to the old West. There's no proof that having more people carrying concealed weapons is going to make us safer. If it did, we'd be the safest nation on the earth, because we have the most concealed carry persons in the world.
My guest today has been Tom Mouser of Colorado Ceasefire. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.